Thunder Bay. Anishinaabe Aski Nation Grand Chief Derek Fox is calling on the governments of Canada and Ontario to provide an urgent response to support First Nations leaders who are overwhelmed by the steady increase of COVID-19 cases across Nan Territory. Nan Territory chiefs have been working on proposals and meeting with government staff to discuss their needs moving forward, but Fox says that the government leadership needs to step in and assist. We need movement from both levels of government. We need action because this is just beginning in the Nan Territory, and Nan is extremely unique because we don't have hospitals, said Fox. Many communities are losing their ability to care for their members and are exhausting their limited resources, including basic needs like drinking water and food deliveries for those in isolation, and wood and fuel for heat. What's happening is the essential workers that usually get them wood, that refill their water tanks, all those things, are the ones that have tested positive, said Fox. So currently, there's no wood delivery, there's no water delivery. There's no one to deliver food, groceries, milk, all those things. Babies are getting sick, elders are getting sick, and people are getting sick. The Grand Chief wants the senior level of government to provide fuel, heaters, woodcutters, and other essential services to hard-hit communities. Bearskin Lake First Nation declared a state of emergency this week due to an outbreak of COVID-19. Fox was informed Friday morning that there were 101 positive cases within the community. The community is now in lockdown with only essential travel allowed. The COVID-19 situation is changing quickly across Nan Territory. Currently, Nan is aware of more than 100 active cases in 9 communities, including Fort Albany, Ginnegaming, Moose Factory, Sandy Lake, Poplar Hill, Lac Seul, Bearskin Lake, Cashechewan, and Martin Falls. Muskrat Dam First Nation has suspended non-essential and inter-community travel as cases increase in Nan Territory. Proof of 2 negative COVID tests is required before community members are allowed to return. Sachigo Lake First Nation has suspended all inter-community travel until all positive COVID-19 cases in surrounding communities are resolved.